I'll reiterate what we talked about the other day, what Perk said. I tweeted it out. If somebody gave me $100, I'll put $100 on Anthony Edwards winning a championship before Luka.
I don't think that's the most outrageous take, though.
You put $100 on Luka never getting one, though?
Because never getting a championship?
Yeah, never getting a championship. Dan can get his whenever. You put $100 on Luka never getting one? That's what it comes down to.
Sure, he'll get one at some point. But at the same time, I don't think he's getting one in the next 5 years.
What player in like the non-Jordan era of what player of in the non-Jordan era of Luka's caliber hasn't won a title? Like when you think about the players in it, like Giannis has won. Mm-hmm. Tatum got his title. Jokic has a title. James Harden has a title. James Harden hasn't won one.
In that category.
Okay. That's a good
one. Chris Paul's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. Now, I think Luka's better than Chris Paul. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Chris Paul's a really unique player. Yeah. He's certainly one of the best at his position we've ever seen. He's one of the best. You know, the point guard has evolved so much, mm-hmm. mostly because of Steph Curry, but like a pure point guard, Magic Johnson type point guard. Yeah, Chris Paul is one of the greatest we've ever seen to do it.
He's great, but he's because of who he is and the way he plays the game. He's very dependent on the players around him, right? Like, he's not going to be the one to just give you 40 every night. But if you have a Devin Booker around him and Mikal Bridges, he can get you 25 and then facilitate where these guys are cooking too. You know what I mean? So that's where he is unique, where he's not your traditional, just this all-time great. But at the same time, he is because of what he can do with the people around him. Somebody in the chat said Carmelo. I think Carmelo's on.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
And look. You know how we feel about these guys, but Karl Malone.
Well, that's why I said non-Jordan era.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but there's obviously guys who haven't won, you know, titles.
Tracy McGrady.
Is Luka better than all those guys we just named, though?
I feel like he's better than a lot of them. I do think he's better than Melo. He's better than Tracy McGrady. But, like, I think the James Harden one is perfect. Mm-hmm. And hell, James might have been. I mean, James didn't go to an NBA Finals, but he had. It felt like he had. I never thought the Dallas Mavericks were a championship caliber team last year. Mm-hmm. Not for a single second.
Right.
I thought the Houston Rockets were a championship contending. Like that. That was a team that could absolutely win a title. That was probably a team that could have won multiple titles.
Yeah.
Instead, they walked away with nothing.
Somebody says Dame in the chat. Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard's one of the greatest point guards we've ever seen. Right. So history tells me, Jesse, to answer your question, he'll probably get one. I would go with the odds, right? The odds would say somebody that great offensively will find a way to get a title at some point. So I would to answer your question, I would bet that he would get one. But I don't know when it's going to happen because I don't think it's happening in the next 5 years. And once again, as good as he is, he may be James Harden in this respect, right? James Harden was fantastic. He was great. He was the truth. He was the MVP. But he came up in a time when Steph Curry and Kevin Durant played together.
Right. Yep.
And that kept him from winning. And Luka may have come up in a time when Wemby is just Wemby.
It's possible. Yeah, absolutely.
And as great as he is, he's got this roadblock that really nobody. Hell, all those guys in the, you know, Jordan era, they were great.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan was around.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be Luka's situation. Because I think San Antonio, when they get everything figured out, I think they'll be the favorite or one of the favorites every year for almost a decade. And you're going to have to go through them, health permitting, like if they're all healthy and stuff. And that's, and I ain't even talked about SGA and who Chet might be. I think Chet, yeah, like maybe Chet and SGA is this unbelievable duo, you know, and Jalen Williams and all these guys, or whoever they trade for, mm-hmm. you know, with all their mm-hmm. picks.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I think in Luka's situation, it's not as simple as he's great. He's got a lot of hills to climb.
No.
And we ain't even talked about the other side where Tatum is hanging out.
Hey, could be a jerk just.
Sure.
Is there any possibility? This is hate. I recognize it. This is just hate. Is there a possibility that De'Aaron Fox winds up being the third best player on the San Antonio Spurs?
Is there a possibility?
Okay. Is De'Aaron Fox the third best player?
That's a guarantee.
Okay.
That's right. Why San Antonio made the move.
Okay.
If we could have De'Aaron Fox as our third best player, we cooking.
Okay.
Now, what would really be hate, this would be hate. I'm not asking the question. I'm just showing what hate would be, right? That's all I'm doing.
What the hell's going on?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying this. I'm just saying this is what hate would be. Is if you ask the question, would De'Aaron Fox, is there a possibility that he's the fourth best player on that team?
Yeah, that's hate. That's hate.
I'm just saying. I recognize. All
right, well, whoever would say that, yeah, that's hate to whoever would ask that.
Because you wouldn't.
No. But you got Wimby.
Yep.
If they go out and get another piece, which is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, they can.
Then you got the rookie of the year.
They had Giannis.
Yeah.
Giannis is in the Spurs were out there. Yeah, they're out there.
He could be the third best player there, but like, yeah, he won't be the fourth. Well, he wouldn't be the fourth.
All right, man. Rookie of the year go crazy.
No, wait a minute.
No, I'm not doing it.
I'm just saying, the rookie of the year go crazy.
I guess I'll do it. No, hell no.
He's just having a conversation.
I know, and I'm trying to bring us back.
Dude, Jesse Fox over here, relax.
Fourth best.
Well, I mean, it's not like he's talking about Wemby, Giannis, and really it just comes down to how good does this young man become in Steph Castle.
Yeah.
That's all?
That's all.
Wow. We're just doing a show here, Jesse.
I know, I'm just making sure, just checking.
Man.
Yours wasn't even egregious. It was this guy over here.
Well, it's not me because I didn't ask the question. I said this is what would happen if somebody was hating.
What are you doing with him?
How much that guy hates this show? Well, maybe not this show.
Once again, I didn't ask it. I just said this is what somebody would say.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, if somebody was hating, this is what they would say.
Right.
I assume they all hate this show, too.
If one were to hear hate, here's what it might sound like.
That's all.
You think Domas likes this show still?
I don't think Domas has ever heard of this show. I don't even know that. I don't think De'Aaron hates this show. I think someone really close to De'Aaron Fox hates this show.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Like a lot. Yeah.
Damn, we got if Spurs win a championship, Fox will be the sixth of the team.
Oh, that's about Xbox. Oh, that's tough. That is.
It was uncalled for.
Oh, start redacted. Start
See
calling.
What I'm saying?
Start calling De'Aaron six pack.
Damn.
I think De'Aaron. In all honesty, I think De'Aaron would be the third best player. Like I don't think Stephon Castle is going to be a better player than De'Aaron Fox. I think he'll be a great compliment to Fox and what they do, but I don't think he'll be a better player than De'Aaron Fox. I don't.
He's a good ball player, though.
He is a good ball player.
Kyle said his rookie stats are nearly identical to De'Aaron's.
Mm. Mm.
Of course, there's context to that. I mean, that Spurs team went to a dark place pretty quickly after Wemby's injury.
There's a I was wondering if I should pull back the curtain, but I'll do it. Did you see that article? And I meant to.
We ain't even got a curtain on this show. What are you talking about?
We even started the show yet?
I didn't. my bad for not putting it in, but did you see.
I'll pause.
No, hell no.
Hey,
come on.
man. Sorry. Wow. Man.
It's double tech.
Hey, what are we doing?
Double tech. That, you didn't even give me a warning.
Yeah,
you
no. Know? A warning for something like that.
That's crazy.
Man. And to be clear, it's okay.
Did you see that article of trade proposals for Giannis?
No.
Just like hypothetical. The athlete,
no.
It was. No, I think no. It was Bleacher Report.
Okay.
But how about this? When we...
Harrison Barnes and Kevin Herter.
when we return, not... No, because we're gonna still talk about it. We're still going to talk. But when we return...
Hey, you've been... No, because it takes time. Hold on. We got a minute and a half. It's 11:30.
It takes time. I'm breaking it down. There's
There's no way you can cover a minute, 2 minutes right now. No, let's see.
When we return, I will lay out four trade scenarios from four different teams. And I want both of you guys. So you talk slow enough.
You see what he's doing?
Hell of a lot.
He's doing
it.
He's filling out these words. Yeah. Trying to make them longer than they are.
You still got a minute, by the way.
Bro, will you talk for God's sakes? This man.
I got four trade scenarios, and I want both of you guys to figure out which one you would go with.
Which trade proposal causes you a fraud?
You are literally Buddy Hield taking the half-court shot with 8 seconds left. What did he do that for?
Jesse's Harrison Barnes in there. I'm Tyrese. Like, what is he doing?
You get. Look, four, at least four, because there's a lot more I've seen. But we'll go with the four main ones, and you tell me which one that you guys would take.
All right, you still got 20 seconds.
Come on, man.
What?
You
what
see happened? This from Shams?
No.
After conversations with Tyrese Halliburton's father, John Halliburton, in the Indiana Pacers front office, John Halliburton will not attend the team's home games and road games for the foreseeable future.
Oh, boo.
Come on, man. Was that necessary?
Not at all, boo.
Look, I don't.
Do you got to make an example? Whack.
That was.
That's whack. That is,
I
that's whack.
We know Mr. Halliburton, but right. You have to make an example because you got parents running on the court.
We'll talk about it. I don't. That feels so excessive. We'll talk about that. Plus, Kenny's trade proposal.
We got there.
We
got there.
Barely.
Well, someone bailed you out along the way, but it's still in case.
Somebody fouled with 2 seconds on the shot.
I guess Kenny just left. He gone.
It's not even like the normal time.
Nah, it's really not. He just cut. But, you know, my man... Maybe taking his time. It's all good. Let's read this report from Shams Charania again. Shams Charania tweeted just before the commercial break, after conversation with Tyrese Halliburton's father, John Halliburton, in the Indiana Pacers front office, John Halliburton will not attend the team's home and road games for the foreseeable future, a Pacers spokesperson told ESPN. Shams followed that up with, "This was a decision made by the Pacers front office, and John Halliburton was understanding and accepted the choice after confronting Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court post-game Tuesday night." we talked about this quite a bit yesterday. Obviously, we have a connection to John Halliburton, Mr. Halliburton. He's a guy we think very fondly of. We were both, I think, very clear we did not agree with his behavior after the game. Also, I took a very, like, player, wife, kid, dad, or, you know, player, relative, or whatever, you don't belong on the floor. That's where these men are working. You absolutely do not belong on the basketball floor. And that was a failure by the Indiana Pacers, by the arena security. That was a failure by a lot of different people. I did not think it warranted this response, though. Yeah. I understand it probably became a little more high profile than anybody involved would have liked. I don't think Mr. Halliburton helped his cause by doing, like, news hits and things like that. Of course, that's one of the things we love about Mr. Halliburton, is he was with us on draft night when Ty was drafted. But I understand why the Pacers are doing this. I just it doesn't feel Mr. Halliburton is not a threat. Mr. Halliburton made a mistake. I think Mr. Halliburton understands he made a mistake. I don't. Mr. Halliburton is not a threat to anyone.
He's not, but also like we know Mr. Halliburton. The Pacers like know like what if he was just a random guy too though? Like I feel like you got to treat it all as the same. Like just nobody can come out running on the court. And like well, it sucks that it is Mr. Halliburton, but also he did run out and he was in front of Giannis and stuff like that.
You're right.
And that's
like you just can't do that. Whether you're a nice guy or not, you can't do that. And I wouldn't suspend him for the foreseeable future, but like you gotta set a precedent where it's like, yeah, we can't be having this.
I understand. And I don't necessarily disagree. If you took Mr. Halliburton's name out of it and it was a person we didn't know. Maybe it would be different.
Maybe my response would be different.
But that's life too, though, right?
It's like
if you know the person, they built up that equity where you can say like this is who he is. Like I'm not gonna throw the book at this person because
you can't because they are. The next Giannis might not know the next parent or whatever. Like you have to prevent it.
You remember? So maybe I'm kind of leaning towards Jesse's side with this. You remember when? A kid came out and I think he hugged Carmelo. Mm-hmm. Like he ran out onto the floor and I think it was Carmelo and he hugged Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
And like everyone thought it was like, oh, this is so cute. That is not cute. That is dangerous in like so many different ways.
Right.
Like that's not okay. I don't, and it, like the narrative in the conversation I think is important. Mm-hmm. Oh, where's the kid's parents? Oh, I remember sports. A loving moment here with a kid who wandered away and got on the court with Carmelo Anthony. The narrative around what happened with Mr. Halliburton was much, much different. And this is from people who knew who Mr. Halliburton was. I think Mr. Halliburton also got a little defensive of like the language that some of these people might have used. Like when he did his news hit and was talking about, make sure Stephen A. know my son didn't check me. He doesn't check. Okay, he was clearly bothered by some of this. That's... Maybe you already put out the statement. My bad. Apologize to Giannis. We're good. Should have been the end of it. Mm-hmm. I think he probably hurt himself by doing media appearances about it. And now, you know, I don't like it, but Jesse might be right.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. I wouldn't. And also the language of it isn't that he's suspended or banned.
Nothing like that. It just won't be there for the foreseeable future.
So that's also, I think that's fair too.
Pacers get to the conference finals, get to the NBA finals. You know, they haven't told him he can't travel anywhere. Right. Nothing like that. It says for the foreseeable future. That could be game one and two.
Right.
Right. That could be an absolute minimal amount of time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I do think in certain situations, man, like, your reputation and who you are matters a little bit, or, you know, the amount of offenses that you have matters. Like, we're not Alfred Sengun isn't going to get the same penalty that Draymond Green gets in an altercation or swinging a punch because of the reputation. And I think
the league has established, though.
Yeah.
They've established that with Draymond. They've established that with, I don't want to say certain players. Maybe they did it with Dylan Brooks too, but they definitely did it with Draymond Green.
Right. But we, like I said, we all understand that because that's the way life works sometimes. Like if this is your first time getting in trouble or doing something that's out of character that you haven't done, I'm not going to throw the book at you the same way I would if this is your 10th time in the last 2 weeks, the way Draymond Green is or something like that.
But how do you keep the same precedent with fans though? Because like we know like, then we know it's Mr. Halliburton because he's someone's dad, but it's like, Mr. Halliburton, even though he's Tyrese's dad, is still no different than the guy or woman sitting next to him too.
Yeah,
on
but
the
that's
court.
Also life too. Like, I can't. That's not you, but that's your bad if you think you've got the same leeway as Tyrese Halliburton's father.
But Tyrese Halliburton's father should not have the leeway that he thinks he has either.
I think,
but they do.
Right. But you don't.
He doesn't because that's why he can't come to the games the rest of the however long.
Like you absolutely do not. You don't like.
You're not a player, like you're someone's dad, but you're not a player or anything like that.
But once again, if I go to like, the game
real quick, like Dame hit that shot against the Thunder, and he was celebrating with his dad. Dame, like they went towards his dad and stuff. Like he wasn't all over the court, I don't think.
But if I go to the game and I'm sitting courtside, And I, game's over. And I get off and I step a few feet onto the court to talk to Malik Monk. Doug and all them boys is going to be like, hey, back up. Like, get out of here. Where if Rissé does that, they're not.
Yeah, and like Rissé can't, like, she shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, you can't go up to Giannis like at the free throw line after you got eliminated.
No, wait. You can't do that.
If Malik is walking towards you and you're clearly going to greet each other, that's one thing. It's the same thing with De'Aaron's wife. If that's one thing. If Malik's back is turned and you're walking to him, that's different. That's not the same thing. Like and saying, I'd absolutely make the exact same argument. It's the same for De'Aaron's wife. If Malik's back is turned and he's greeting players and she walks over to him, that's not okay. It's not.
Yeah, talking to Malik at the corner of the court is one thing, but like she didn't walk out to the free throw line, hold up a Tyrese Haliburton flag. That. Like, and that's what we're talking about. That's what his dad did.
That. You can't do that. But I'm also like, he also wasn't arrested because he's Mr. Haliburton. If I did that, I'm probably arrested.
Kick you out. I don't know if they're arresting you. But
I'm saying, like, that's they. There is a difference. Like, well, to act like there isn't a difference or.
All right, you don't arrest Mr. Haliburton then, but you do tell him, all right, you can't be coming to the next few games because what you did was still wrong.
If I did that, I'd be banned for life. I'd be banned for life. He's just told, hey, the next couple games,
which is the leeway that he's getting.
Right.
That's the leeway.
That's the
punishment is the leeway. He never should have been allowed out there. Mm-hmm. No, in my opinion, I will state this, you cannot, unless your team personnel be on the floor. Mm-hmm. And dads aren't team personnel, wives aren't team personnel, kids aren't team personnel. Now, if Tatum goes over there and grabs Deuce and brings, so be it. If De'Aaron goes and grabs his kids for the camera, that's mm-hmm. one thing. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But anything that involves people walking onto their floor on the floor to walking onto the floor on their own, that's just not okay to me.
I understand. I just thought
because there's also the aspect too that Giannis was really a good sport about it, and the next guy might not be.
Well, he tried to kill Benedict Mathurin.
That was different. That's a player. I'm talking about the instance with Tyrese's dad and all that.
He might have tried to kill a few people out there. We're not really sure what
the whole point is just to prevent this, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, these guys, they understood. They dapped up after, blah, blah, blah. The next ones might not be so nice.
I don't think that's exactly what happened.
Well, I saw a video at the end where, Giannis kind of looks like they're talking. It's like, Giannis,
I guess. I think this Mr. Haliburton explained this. They go, kind of nose to nose, mm-hmm. and Giannis says to him, "Yo, don't disrespect me like that again." Mm-hmm. And Mr. Haliburton says that wasn't meant as disrespect, and they have their conversation, and that I again putting what Mr. Haliburton said together with the video, they're pushing Giannis away. Right. It's not like this was a loving, hey, it's all good. It's right. Like they were clearly having an exchange.
Right.
And Mr. Haliburton said something that seemed to satisfy Giannis. And that part was caught on video where he nods his head and he says, okay, mm-hmm. I love you. And he turns around. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I don't think it was necessarily
peacemaking.
Squashing. Yeah. I don't think that's what it was. I think it was coming to an understanding of what happened, and credit to Giannis going, okay, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
And I would say he left. He didn't. He turned around and just found somebody else to approach.
I'm not saying that Jesse is wrong or even the league, whoever made this is wrong. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, and I'm not saying Mr. Haliburton was right for going to the free throw line and doing what he did. He was dead wrong for that. I'm just saying we have instances. Like, how literal are we going to be about this? That's all, I guess that's what I'm asking.
Well, this was extreme. Like, yeah, don't run. You can talk on the corner. Like, that's not like what Mr. Haliburton did wasn't what Rissé did. Like, this is extreme. Like, this is a clear cut, obvious, outlier. This was different.
Yeah, and you do that. And
if you want to stand in the corner, that's fine. But yeah, you can't just walk out there and taunt whoever.
You do that and... Like, yeah, you got to serve some type of consequence. Foreseeable future, I thought was a little bit much. I would have said a game. you know, or something like that. But maybe that's what it is. You know what I mean? Because they don't have a timeline on it. Maybe it is a game or two or something like that.
Yeah, in I mean, foreseeable future could mean anything.
I do think, too, like Mr. Halliburton was out there, probably didn't realize exactly what he was doing until, like, because he was talking about on the news or whatever. I was trying to, like, seeing through him. Like, I wasn't necessarily trying to taunt him. I think he got a little too excited. Then maybe realize he was in the wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have a hard time selling that I wasn't taunting him story.
I might be giving him being a little naive with it, but
that's our man and all, but that's tough. That's a tough sell for me.
I was seeing through him part was a little tough, but it was like maybe he got a little excited.
You don't see through Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like there is exactly one individual on this planet that looks like that man. You do not see through him. Giannis is one of a small handful of guys. For those that have been fortunate enough to be at a Kings Bucks game or Giannis, when you see him in person, it is very, very different.
Yeah.
That man is built like absolutely no one on this earth. Mm. Absolutely no one.
Miss P in the chat, she brings up a good point. Mm. She said, I almost got banned for life off a tweet.
Yeah, whose tweet was that?
Yeah, you want to refresh real quick?
Yeah, whose tweet was that? For those that might be new to the show.
This was a long time ago we talked about
Who nearly got Miss P banned for life?
I don't know. She's going to have to tell you that.
No, you're right. Why? You told the story.
No, I just told the story before. You might as well just tell it again. Well,
either you're going to tell it or I'm going to tell it.
No, I don't remember it. I don't remember what happened. I just know that that's what happened.
Got...
Wait a minute. How do you know that? She didn't confirm that it was
you
me.
You told the story.
Yeah.
It's literally my job to remember everything that ever happened. This man tried to get Miss P to run on the court.
That's not what happened.
Then tell the story.
I, in a joking manner.
Okay, no. We're not asking
say,
for
yo,
your.
Yo, if they win, you going to have to storm the court.
What was that word you just used?
It was being facetious.
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 Yeah, facetious.
Facetious. All right, what'd you think I said?
Kendrick Perkins, come on now.
Facetious.
Hey, okay, you got it.
I was like, hey, if they win, yo, storm the court, ha ha, lol. She's like, I just might, lol.
Oh, well, Miss B.
And then 12 pulled up.
How does
she walked in?
How does the NBA know? Like,
that's crazy. That's what we try to figure out. That was crazy. I don't know, because there was no hashtags, there were no @s of the teams mentioned, nothing like that. But yeah, they said they pulled her aside as soon as she walked through the door. It was like pulled up the tweet.
Man, that
it's
is
not me, officer.
Crazy.
It's not me.
That is crazy.
They're like, you're planning on doing something here or something like that? She said, no, it was just a joke.
Not if they lose, but if they win, maybe.
Get Ishmael in here. It's the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Ish, what up, baby?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, big dog? How you doing, man?
Good. So I just wanted to chat a little bit about the Luka trade you guys were talking about earlier. So I think it's one of those interesting things where, obviously, Pelinka, if Nico Harris is coming to you, you have to pull the trigger on that trade to get Luka. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where Luka, in terms of his game, went to a much worse basketball situation in the short term because I do believe people are kind of underrating Luka now. I mean, we just saw him smash this Timberwolves team last year, but he did that when he had a roster around him that made sense for his game. He went to a Laker team where you got LeBron, who his game has sort of morphed into a game more like Luka's, where it's a slow-paced, heliocentric offense game, and Austin Reeves, who's like almost a poor man's, very, very poor man's Luka, but similar. And the thing about all three of them is none of them are going to really play defense like that. LeBron can in spurts at 40, but he's not going to give you that defensive effort. Neither is Luka, neither is Reeves. So, but when you give him a team like the Mavericks he had, he was able to actually elevate all of those guys to be a championship-level team, which they were. Because and when he leaves, Derek Lively, his game collapses. Daniel Gafford, his game collapses. Because these are all people, P.J. Washington, these are all people that Luka can elevate role players into being much better than the sum of their parts, because that's what he can do. And people comparing him to Harden, this is why the trade is so flagrant, because it is a fundamentally stupid trade to trade Luka, unless you're getting like maybe three or four guys in the league. We can count on one hand back, because comparing him to a James Harden, I mean, Luka historically is a big, big time playoff riser where he'll elevate his game in the playoffs. And Harden, you know, he's had some good playoff moments, but for the most part, we've seen it for years, seen it on different teams. We're seeing it right now. A lot of times Harden leaves you wanting a lot more in the playoffs and sort of is more than fine cowering away to get, you know, 9 points and five assists in a playoff game. So I just think people are now swinging the pendulum and underrating Luka and saying, well, you know, defense wins championships, blah, blah, blah. They were in the finals last year. The guy was a five-time first-team All-NBA at 25. That's never happened before.
Yeah. That's good stuff there, Ish.
Appreciate you, Ish.
Ish,
I tell you, people bend themselves into a pretzel defending Luka Doncic, man. I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm telling you. And we saw the numbers yesterday, and I understand the moments. But the fact that James Harden is a playoff failure, I wish you'd tell the whole story. You saw the numbers.
Well, don't do that.
He's had bad moments.
No, don't do that.
He's had bad moments.
No,
he's
a, no. How are you going to be the numbers?
You saw the numbers. How are you going to be a failure with those numbers?
But the whole I can't believe this is happening. You missed the whole point in looking at his numbers. This is the recent Gunna show in 15 years. They look at the numbers. And they look at the number. How could James Harden be a playoff failure when he puts up these numbers? Mm-hmm. Because you go back and look at empty effing calories. Mm-hmm. He put up some of those numbers. What was it? 32 against Golden State?
Yeah.
He put up some of those numbers when games were over. He'd scored 10, 11, 12, 13 points when the Warriors had already beat them.
Scores 40 against Boston in game one and then falls down in game six.
And it didn't mean anything. So many of his points in those series didn't mean anything. He would score when game.
That's not fair.
Oh, man.
That's not fair.
You live that.
That's not fair. In the biggest moments, in the Spurs closeout game, in the Warriors game seven, in Boston in game seven, like, yeah, we have those moments to be like,
he has those moments in game sixes too.
Yeah, that's who he's always been. All right,
but you're saying like he just scored 40 because he scored 10 when they were down 20.
Man, a lot of that is true.
That's not Jesse. Bro. The Boston series, he won two of those games. The games last year against Dallas, he won one of those games in Dallas. Like he's had his moments, no doubt.
But like his playoff reputation is what it is because that's what he's done.
Because in those moments, he has the worst possible games. But and maybe I'm taking it too literal. To say that he averaged 30 because he scored 15 when the game was over, that's not fair.
You think he's been a great playoff performer in his career?
No, but he hasn't. He's had good moments as well. He took he beat San Antonio when he was with Oklahoma City with the fourth quarter that he had against San Antonio. So he's had those moments too. He's had too many failure moments for us to just be like, yo, he's this clutch player or he rises his game in the playoffs, because he doesn't. I'm not here to make that argument. But he don't have just garbage points all the time, and that's why he's averaging 30 in the playoffs.
But to the college point too, though, because that's where it started, like Luka's better than what Harden's ever been in the playoffs too, though. Like they're not the same.
That's fine. But my whole point is people get real convenient when they want to talk. How many times on this show did people complain about defense with the Sacramento Kings and DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine? I don't want him because he doesn't defend. None of them people have ever in their careers been attacked the way this man has been attacked the last two postseasons and just failed miserably.
Yeah, neither one of them are playing in the postseason.
That's fine too. But when you get to winning time, they destroy this man on a defensive end and don't enter. It's being overblown.
They're a fraction of the player that Luka Doncic is. Luka's talked about the way that he is because he's a top 5, 6, 7, 8 player in the league. DeMar DeRozan is not. DeMar's a Hall of Famer, but he's not. Zach LaVine is not. These aren't the same conversations. There's a handful of guys in the league, the Tatums, the Jokic's, the SGA's. Those are the guys who get brought into these conversations where it's like all or nothing sometimes when you have – they're either the greatest or they're the worst. We talk about this with Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard wins a title. Your boy the next day says, he's the best. This is his league. He's the best player in the league. A year later, he's a scrub in L.A. People react in the moment. Like, and that, again, that is a credit – to these individuals because they're one of 8 to 10 players that are in this conversation. DeMar DeRozan is not. Zach LaVine is not. Domantas Sabonis is not. Unfortunately, De'Aaron Fox isn't either, or what he was doing would have been highlighted a little more.
And what I'm saying is I don't want to hear people complaining about defense when you have arguably the worst defender we've seen at that level.
But what does Luka's defense have to do with the Sacramento Kings?
Don't talk to me about defense. Like the whole unethical. I'm an unethical basketball player, right?
That's what they say.
I'll put an unethical team.
That's what they
say. But everybody worried about defense until we talk about Luka. Then it don't matter.
Well, who's the team?
Not you two. Not you two. But it doesn't matter. Like what he does on the offensive end is just, I'm telling you, you can't win a championship that way because his defense is that bad. We talk about the thing with Jokic. Everybody talk about how Jokic is, how great he is. But when we bring up his defense, all of a sudden defense don't matter because his PER is so great.
Well, it's different.
Kenny, I don't know what the hell a PER is.
It's different too when it's like Luka and the 11 other guys on this team don't play defense rather than Luka doesn't play defense, but these other guys do. Like the Kings' problem is that the whole team don't play defense. It's not just one guy.
Let me ask you another question. And Ish said something at the beginning of that call that I just was Rob Pelinka supposed to say no?
Oh no, yeah, you tried for Luka.
Was Rob Pelinka supposed to go? No, he doesn't play enough defense. Nah. We need Anthony Davis, who might be available for 36 games next year.
No, you got to. If you're Rob Pelinka, yeah, you make that deal for sure. And you think it'll be different with you'll think it'll be different here in L.A. And it probably won't be.
She's going to stop cheating because she's with me now.
It probably won't be.
All right.
So, I just...
I don't even know what just happened.
No, it's just...
Ish started a fight.
Everybody, like... Because it says Luka's underrated now. He's becoming underrated. And the whole thing for me is, like, all of a sudden, Luka's defense don't matter. And his lack of defense don't matter.
Is that what Ish said?
He said it doesn't matter because he makes so many other people better. Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively got the same numbers this year that he had last year. He was hurt a lot of times this year as well, so I factor that into it. But I can make the argument, the reason, and I believe this, the reason why they elevated is because Kyrie Irving was that like equal to Luka. That's why they elevated. P.J. Washington played great as well. But that's the whole point. You need somebody on the offensive end. And that's also the reason why they didn't win, because Kyrie's not no great defender either. So you had two minus-minus defenders out there on the floor against those championship teams, and they'll dog you out every time.
For the Chatty House members asking, heliocentric in the way that Ish used it means he's the center of what they were doing. There's some Chatty House members not pleased with the use of the word heliocentric. Look, Ish taught everybody a new word today. Come on, man.
Shout out, Ish.
We need to
man.
Have word of the day here with D'Lo and Casey. We're going to start learning stuff here on D'Lo and Casey. And if it's a word each day, it's a word each day. That's
a word each day, man. That's all good. My whole thing with Luka, once again, is... He's so enigmatic. Like you watched that game last night. You see how when he's guarded one on one, how everybody has to shift and move to compensate for his lack of defense, which leaves guys wide open on the back end of the of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much that has to be done to protect him, and it still don't work. Julius Randle, who's not a Hall of Fame, like it's one thing if Tatum and Brown, who are probably going to the Hall of Fame, say, "Yo, we about to dog this dude out." Julius Randle, who's a good basketball player. But he's not a Hall of Famer. I'm about to dog this guy out.
Mm.
This is food. And he did it. And everybody does it all the time. And nobody sees it as a problem. It's just, you got to put a better team around him. Oh, maybe you're a problem. You need to be better.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. We'll come back. I want to, there's no way we're missing Bump It or Dump It for the third straight day. No chance. We're going to do that. Plus, I'm going to bring you a question the insiders brought me earlier today. Plus, Matt George in the final hour of the show. Here on this day, Del Christie officially named as the Sacramento Kings head coach. Press conference tomorrow, 10 a.m. You can catch that here on ESPN 1320. We'll come back. We'll keep this conversation going. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. A couple of things real quick before we get to TC. Didn't want to leave my man Sal out here hanging. Sal asked, D-Lo, your thoughts on Garcia versus Romero? I'm really excited, Sal. Also, coming up.
Why did he ask D-Lo?
You know, why wouldn't he?
Who do you have winning that fight?
I haven't decided yet. Okay, I got some take to watch. Yeah, I'm still thinking. But I know I'm hyped for it. I got my DAZN.
Said it right too. Wow, he's really tapped in.
I got my DAZN ready for it.
Remember when we used to think it was DAZN or whatever?
Yeah, no, I'm ready for it. Also coming up at 3 o'clock, we will have that keyword you need for your chance to win a $500 e-Visa gift card. The Jump Shot Jackpot giveaway is courtesy of Folsom Lake Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, home of the big guy, Vince Bloom. Again, that is coming up right around the 3 o'clock hour. We'll have that keyword you need to enter over at ESPN1320.com. Let's get our man TC in here, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers, man?
What's good, big dog? How you doing, man?
Man, just vibing, tapping in with the homies, you know, like regular.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, hey, so look, hey, Doug got his press conference tomorrow. Hey, so look, hey, I'm going to get this out the way right now, bro, before I get started. Hey, the same people, Kings fans, media, whoever, the same people talking about Doug right now. Oh, we need a new coach. We don't want Doug. And when we balling and Doug got us balling, them going to be the same people calling into this airwave talking about, oh, the old school Doug Christie, remember, baby? Oh, we knew he could do it. Listen, man, y'all stay on that side of the fence, bro. If you with Doug, ride with him. If not, then, bro, get out of here. Stay on that side of the fence. I don't want y'all to come back when we balling and we looking up and we the number 3 seed again and people talking about, I knew Doug could do it. TC don't want to hear it, bro.
TC don't want to hear it.
Okay.
TC don't want to hear it.
No, this is where this is where we are now.
This is our
TC
fault.
Don't want to hear it. This is where
we are. We created this monster. I don't even know who the hell he's talking to.
We lost all control of the show, bro.
Shout out to TC,
so
man.
I just want to be clear. This is where we are. TC's referring to himself in the third person.
TC don't want
to
hear it.
Oh, man. Big ups, TC, man. Always.
When we're counting down the moments of episodes 1001 to 2000, let's remember TC referring to himself in the third person.
Yeah, Zabel's got a good point. He's talked to DeMontis Sabonis like directly through this platform.
Oh, man.
Well, you heard it there. If you're not with Doug now, TC's going to be checking for you later.
Yeah, don't. Hey,
TC's going to be at the door.
TC don't want to
hear it. Don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
TC don't want to hear it.
It sounded cool when he said it, though. I'm not going to lie.
No, hey, got my attention. Got my attention. I want to get to Bump It or Dump It, because that's always fun. And we've missed it the last 2 days because we've been getting our jokes off.
Oh, you've been working, man. We've been working. But Bump It or Dump It, like you said, in some respects, it's like an insurance policy.
Well, there's timestamps on the YouTube yesterday where it's the same. We're talking about turkey and pineapple for like 8 minutes, so maybe it would work there.
Were we really?
We were talking about turkey because of Thanksgiving, and then we were talking about pineapple because of pizza.
Oh, the pineapple on the ham.
Yeah,
right.
That was about 8 minutes. I was like, yeah, turkey and pineapple talk.
Oh, man, Danny in San Francisco rolling over in his grave.
Man, I got to talk to my bad Danny in San Francisco.
Would you got something on the screen we got to pull up, or is that for kicking it with KC?
No, it's prepared for Bump It or Dump It. If you want to bump it.
Well, okay. Yeah. Let's start with this real quick, because I don't know how much time this deserves, but I don't want to lose it for obvious reasons. Do the Nuggets get anyone's attention if they win tonight?
Not mine. It'd be a great, really, really great win. I don't think they could beat the Thunder.
Yeah, I'm with KC. Like, it'd be pretty impressive if you beat the Clippers. It's like, I don't think they could beat the Clippers, though.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
But you think the Clippers are a better matchup against Oklahoma City than Denver is against Oklahoma City?
Mm-hmm. But that'd be a hell of a series win for them to get the Clippers, because I obviously didn't think they'd be able to get it. So if they, you know, that's almost like some Heart of the Champion type stuff, man, because they got outplayed for the majority of the first 3-4 games or so, but found a way to win two times, and then they were phenomenal in game five. And they were to close it out today or even in game seven, I'm assuming they would do it because they played well, not because the Clippers gave it away. And that's a testament to Denver and Jokic and all those guys. So I'd be impressed by them winning that series, but I wouldn't pick them to beat the Thunder.
Should they get any respect or any benefit of the doubt for the fact like they've kind of been there before, they've won, like just that championship experience where maybe they're not as good as they've been the last couple seasons, but it's also like they could still get the Thunder?
Sure, I see it. I mean, I wouldn't give them that, but I see it.
They deserve it. They've earned it.
Yeah,
I think they've earned it. They've earned it. But to me, the benefit of the doubt you get in like a close in a series that you're like, I don't know where to go with this series. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people are going to pick Denver in this one. Mm-hmm. Like if Denver beats LA and then winds up beating Oklahoma City, that's a massive upset.
Yes.
It's not a
yes.
It's nothing else. It's a huge upset. It's not because Jokic isn't good anymore. It's not because of anything like that. This is a team that fired their head coach like last Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
in being able to knock off the Clippers and potentially in this hypothetical scenario, knocking off Oklahoma City. That's a massive upset.
If
that doesn't have to do with respect or benefit of the doubt or anything along those lines.
What they've done in the last two games alone, for me, is very impressive. Like that's some impressive stuff. Because I thought they were DOA going into game four, and they controlled that game for the most part. Obviously gave up the late lead, found a way to win, but they were playing phenomenal in game four. And then just beating them down in game five the way they did, that's impressive, man. I didn't give them much of a chance after game three, and to be in a position where they're up 3-2 with a chance to close it out, man, I got to salute them for that, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm looking. Legends just dropped a new.
Uh-oh. A new Legends dropped?
A new Legends dropped. Anthony Edwards trash-talking LeBron James and the Lakers. Yeah, congratulate my mother effing teammate. All that stuff they've been talking. Rudy got 30 tonight.
I need Legends to get the Giannis then, and Mr. Halliburton.
Then he said, oh, yeah, come on, Legends. Then he said, Ant-Man, Batman, Superman, Lakers in 5.
Yeah.
That's great.
Ant's not always like, he's a bit of a wild card, just the way he goes about things. But that's a leader.
On
the basketball court.
Has this playoffs been his so far? Like, has he been kind of just the star, the lead guy? I think we talked about it before playoffs started, be Cade or whoever. Is it Anthony Edwards' playoffs so far?
Possibly, because now I look at him and what he was able to do in this series, not only getting it done, but the way he played. And now I'm looking at him like one of them guys. Like, he's going to win a championship.
He's so much more charismatic, too, than Shea.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at like the other young guys, like Shay, I'm not saying Shay isn't charismatic. Shay has charisma in like a different way. Anthony Edwards on the floor jumps off the screen. Just absolutely jumps off the screen.
What did I just see in the chat house? Those Cade Cunningham's coming out party. If Cade somehow gets past the Knicks, wins these next two games, I think that's really going to elevate him too.
Yeah.
Whereas he's
he beats the Knicks. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You got a 14-win team last year. Mm-hmm. Comes back, does that I think 30 games better than they were, maybe 30+. I can't remember if it was 44 or 46 games. And you win a first-round series against the Knicks?
Come on, man. And
with the offseason the Knicks had?
And you'd go into the Garden to win a game seven?
Yeah.
You talk about media-type stuff. Like, that's
– you would
– you can't ask for a better push.
The sole reason, as much as I love giving you crap for your love of the New York Knicks.
I'm a Knicks supporter, not a fan.
You're a Knicks fan.
I'm a Knicks supporter.
I want to watch Stephen A. Smith die on national
television. Oh, no.
Figuratively, of course. Figuratively. That man will be so distraught if the Knicks, because remember, this is game seven, mm-hmm. a potential game seven. It's at the Garden, which means the camera's going to be on one man and one man only. Mm. Stephen A. Smith.
Do we get a walk-in, like walking through the tunnel of Stephen A. Smith?
Absolutely.
Before the game?